Please rise. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You may be seated. We have a couple announcements today. The first is that this week we will have a Wednesday evening service at 7. We'll have those services every week leading up to Holy Week. These midweek services will be a time for us to set aside a little extra time during the Lenten season to be in God's Word as we follow a series called In View of God's Mercy. You'll see also that we do have a special voters meeting that's been put on the calendar. That's on the calendar for Sunday, March 27th, which is, I believe, 3 weeks from today. That'll take place during the adult Bible study hour. The kids' Sunday school class will still meet that day. There are a couple improvement items around the church and the park that we need to consider as a congregation as to whether we would like to do those projects to keep things fresh at the church and the park. Also, we do have full scholarships to Camp Lone Star available once again this year. Any child of the congregation who would like to go to camp for a week can do so, and that would be free of charge for 1 week of camp for each child of the congregation. If you'd like some more information on that, please give me a ring. I can walk you through how to do that registration and have that week of billing transferred to the church. Also, we're going to have the kids singing at our 9 a.m. Easter service on April 17th. So they'll be practicing their song next door in conjunction with their Bible study for these next few weeks. Also, you'll notice in the bulletin, we have a letter reproduced from the LCMS regarding things going on in Ukraine. I know that's been on everyone's heart the last week or so as these events have unfolded. I think the biggest thing we can do at this time is be in prayer, because that's something that the church has that the world does not. But there are also many other ways that we can give and support to that. A starting point would be looking at that article there and maybe pursuing any way that you might want to help through this means that the church can help other churches in that area that are affected. Does anyone have anything else that needs to be announced today? Okay, not seeing any hands, we'll sing our final hymn, O Lord, throughout these 40 days.
throughout these 40 days. You prayed and kept the fast in aspire repentance for our sin and free us from our past. You strove with Satan and you won. Your faithfulness endured us your nerve, your skill, and trust in God's eternal word. Though parched and hungry, yet you prayed and fixed your mind above. So teach us to deny ourselves, since we have known God's love. With us through this season, Lord, plead days that when the final Easter dawns, we join in heaven's